mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, in the last hour, I wasn't trying to be too gloom and doom for you, but it's just so incredibly transparent to me how criminally insane and arrogant and drunk on power and the blood of the saints this New World Order is, and how they keep conning people, and how and to watch smiling, laughing folks that will argue with you about this stuff, thinking they're part of the power structure, when their New World Order masters will just suck you dry with pleasure and then watch you thank them for it. Coming up, we'll get into more details about this new stage, Bin Laden tape. Schwarzenegger wants to be your president. Forced inoculations in Washington, D.C. Arrest already going on. They inject you right there outside the courtroom. Hell itself is being set up. Homeland Security to run every facet of our lives. Now mainstream news. But right now, let's get a bunch of these callers out of the way they've been holding for time immemorial. Let's talk to Jim in Ohio. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Question for you. If they didn't have terrorism to fear, you know, put that fear into us, why aren't we hearing anything with as much as Bush supposedly is hated about urban unrest? I mean riots. I mean, you know, the blood in the streets kind of thing. Why aren't we hearing any of that, or am I just missing it?
Well, a lot of people are saying they're going to go out on the streets if Bush steals the election. But again, that's part of a globalist plan to create a crisis. And I think you are going to see some urban unrest regardless. And on purpose, they want this thing to be undecided. On purpose, they want to have problems.
Oh, absolutely.
Order out of chaos.
Well, gives them a chance to do more. You know, clamp down harder on us. So that was just my question.
What do you think about this new Bin Laden tape?
My wife and I and the kids sat there and watched it, and we were laughing. You know, it was like, oh, you know, come on. Our kids are 11 and 13. We homeschool them, and they pick up on it. You know, it just, I mean.
Well, here is the good news. Republicans, Democrats, everybody I've talked to on the street goes, oh, my gosh, that's so staged. Even Walter Cronkite came out and said, I think Bin Laden works for Karl Rove. Sounds like something Karl Rove wrote.
Well, it's their complete and total arrogance in everything they do, even when they get caught. They don't get caught. You know, they just keep plowing ahead.
Yeah, they're never held responsible. I mean, they released a fake Bin Laden tape 2 years ago. They admit it was fake. It wasn't Bin Laden. And again, with the computer programs, Steve McQueen, dead for 20 years, is out pitching new products.
Well, I mean, look at Torricelli and Hillary. Torricelli gets caught. They make a deal, he's gone, she's in, or Lautenberg gets in. You know, at the last minute, it's completely against the law. And then go ahead and do it, because people won't do anything about it. It's to make you feel more helpless.
It is. All of this is psychological warfare to terrorize those of us in the know, and then to further dumb down the mass, just to watch these poor gibbering people spouting different left-right fake propaganda back at you like they're politically informed, and I'm just sitting here watching our whole society be dismantled, and some of these people are laughing at us, cheering it on.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Appreciate
it. Let me ask you a question. Well, thank you, Jim.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do I sound too angry today?
Anger's good, because you can back it up with facts.
It's just disgusting, though. I love this country. I can't believe. Folks, I don't think you realize how evil the globalists are. They're getting it all in place to have their way with us, and it's about you and I and homeschoolers and Christians and conservatives and libertarians and people that want to be independent. This whole war on terror is about us. It has nothing to do with that piece of trash, that government agent Osama bin Bush and Al-Qaeda. Thanks for the call, Jim. Chris and Randall and Charles and Jamie and everybody else, your calls are up next as we go head on against the New World Order. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenade from Thinman Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
I've gone down 35 pounds, and I've got energy and vitality that I never dreamed that I would ever have again. I'm going to be 51 years old, and I feel as good as I did when I was 35, and I look that good, too.
That's great.
You can lose weight, too. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-FIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants. Our track record is proof that Vim and Vigor's collagenate really works. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-FIN.
And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. 1-800-622-8446. That's 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, have your point, your question, and we'll move the next caller because I've been ranting and raving a lot and haven't gotten to a lot of your calls, and I got a ton of news to cover as well. Again, thank you so much for joining me today. If I sound like I'm in a bad mood, it's not personal towards you. I'm just so outraged and overloaded by the propaganda. It is so transparent. It's like watching Ted Bundy, you know, the serial killer, sit up there on TV and tell us how much he loves women. I mean, watching this government, it's just mind-boggling. They've been caught in so many lies. They're openly involved in so much evil. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I don't blame you for being upset. It's getting more frustrating out here every day. I've got an article here about Michael Bednarik being arrested in a debate. And it's just that people that know the truth cannot... They're the ones that the evil people think we're evil because... we're doing the good thing. It's bad to them. That's what's happening. And this mindset of the propaganda that's going on out here about how Bush and Kerry are staged so dramatically. They get people stirred up out here, and then they have something happen. Like you said, well, let's just get this candidate took care of it. Oh, he took care of it. I'm going to vote for him. Oh, yes, let's just keep going with this. And it's just so staged out here. It's disgusting. And you know, and I met two guys from Lebanon in a restaurant. And the first thing that I asked some questions on him. He said, "Do you know how Bin Laden and Saddam Hussein got in the power?" He says, "Oh, you're talking about the CIA training with them, and they did every detail in it." And believe me, the people that are here in this country know this. It's not.
They were using Bin Laden as late as 1999. Thanks for the call, Chris.
Thank you.
Really good points. Russell in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I tell you what, listening to you, I change about four or five times what I want to talk about. I'll try to stick to my one point, but I do want to make a comment on what you were saying. What is so obvious to people like yourself and me is so oblivious to so many people out there, like the so-called Christian conservatives that I drive by every day that are waving the flag, holding the George Bush signs up, honk if you love George Bush, and it's almost like idolatry. And
no, it is. They run ads that are scripted implying that he's Jesus or something. I mean, they're totally blasphemous. And again, we're not saying John Kerry's good either. This is how they get you to support the candidates. Both the candidates have the same exact policies, a little bit different rhetoric, and so they capture both the left and right, most of the population, because they give us these false choices, and so they get the mass of people in line because of this WWF theater, this wrestling event that they put on.
And they're both agents of the devil working in concert together to bring about their demonic, prophetic New World Order, and it makes me sick. So I understand your frustration today. The reason why I wanted to talk to you today is, and this is kind of switching gears, but something that's basically the same thing. I finally got to see your little confrontation with Neil Bortz on PrisonPlanet.com, and that shows another arrogance. Here you've got a guy, he's a media whore, the whore to the New World Order. He's got his back to the police that you are basically giving information to, and then, like a pompous, arrogant fool that he is, he says he'll debate you if you come on his radio show that he has total control over because he knows he can't win a debate with you. And then on top of that, he says, well, if you pay me $2,000 an hour, I'll debate you, which shows the arrogance and the foolishness of these people and what's
going on.
What happened
with that neocon is I'm at ground zero, and I look over, and he's there watching me, laughing at me.
Right.
And I walk over. Well, you've seen it. And I said, you're a pilot. You know what happens. NORAD has never stood down. I said, answer the question. And he would not answer the question. And he had fear in his eyes because he knows the truth. But a mass of people decide that it's better to just go along with it. It's better to join the power and you'll be part of the winning team. No, this New World Order eats its own.
You even said that to him. You even said, hey, you're a smart man. You know what's going on. But you've kowtowed to this because for one reason or another, you felt you'd have some sort of power or you'd be protected under the control of this. You even said it to them. And that's what these Hannitys and Rushes are doing. And that's why I love what you do so much. You get in their faces and you call them out, and they cannot debate you. And
well,
I love-
here's the problem. Here's the problem. When the entire society goes with what's easy, lies to themselves, makes excuses, you create hell. When you don't stand up for your neighbor, when you don't stand up for what's right, oh, you put up with this corruption, that corruption. Well, see, the corruption then gets bigger and bigger and bigger, but that's okay. Let's not worry about our corruption because the evil Muslims are going to get us. But every time you track down the evil Muslims, at the bottom of it is MI6 or CIA. Thanks for the call.
All the time. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Charles in Louisiana, then Kathy and Mike and others. Charles, go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Pretty good.
I understand being upset. I tried to pray this morning, couldn't even pray after looking at that Bin Laden tape. Like, it's so obvious. But
he's saying exactly. I said Friday. We posted an article I wrote. I said Bush's approval ratings will explode, and not just his, but the whole police state. This is the October surprise. And then all these liberals went, no, this helps Kerry. No, this is, you know, let's deal with Bin Laden. And then the neocons go, see, they want to deal with Bin Laden. The thing was written to make both the fake spectrums jump on board. It's so obvious. And I called Paul Watson and was sitting there over the phone writing this article with him. We were collaborating. And he said, man, it's like Karl Rove wrote this. And then hours later, Walter Communist Cronkite goes on Larry King Live and says, I think Karl Rove controls Bin Laden. And he was serious. But see, he's a member of the Bohemian Grove in the same camp with Karl Rove and Schwarzenegger and Bush and all of them. And so by him saying it, it makes it a polarized left-right issue. It's so sophisticated.
And then look here, Mitch is doing a 9-1-1-11. I mean, if people can't see this, they're so stupid. The American people are just, I don't know if they're coward or stupid or what, but I'm sick of the American people. Maybe they need to be forced or vaccinated, Mr. Jones. Maybe they need to be put in FEMA camps. Maybe they need that.
Well,
I don't know what else to do.
We've gone from 1.3 million to 7 million. They say it's going to be 30 million by the end of this decade. They're building prisons everywhere. It's the biggest part of our economy. We're in the camps. When you've got cameras on every street corner and transponders in your car and forced inoculations, this whole country's being turned into a camp, but the borders are wide open and Homeland Security's out harassing toy store owners.
Well, the American people, they'd rather go to the football games. They don't want to look at that, Mr. Jones. The American people are just plastic.
Because they don't love their children.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. These guys with the big muscles strutting out of the gas station with a case of beer, if you look at them wrong, they'll bug their eyes out at you, and their wife gets over with them in the cab of the truck all right up next to them, and they'll flip you off if you don't get out of their way when you're driving down the highway, and they'll get real mad at their neighbor if they look at them wrong. But a cop treats them like trash, and they get like cowards and get down there and lick their boots because you're a bunch of cowards. You're not men. You're a bunch of scum. You're a bunch of cowards.
They are cowards, and they need to go to the FEMA camp. And I'm sick of the American people. The attitude of them, they deny God, they deny their country, they deny their children. Their children are on Prozac, and they need to go to FEMA camps. I hate to say that, but it's a golem. I understand you, my friend.
That's right. God needs to judge us, and I've come to understand that all this evil is what we deserve, and we're going straight to hell.
Yes, we are. Yes, thank you for what you're doing. God bless you and your family, and the American people. They're going to get what they deserve. Every one of them.
By the way, I appreciate your call. And if you read the Old Testament or the New Testament, whether you're a Christian or not, take it as a history book. You know, that's what the prophets came and said. Find Israel, you deserve it. You deserve what's going to happen to you because you've done this. Because you've gone along with this. Because you've bought the lie. Our troops are breathing depleted uranium. Admittedly, killing them en masse. And you say you support the troops. So you laugh at me when I talk about that, and I have the Pentagon experts on. We're about to go to Kathy and others. I mean, just all the things they're doing to us, all the things that are happening. And, you know, if we repent, become good people, get involved, we could probably stop this with God's help. But sometimes I just wonder. And if we won't turn this thing around, if we keep buying the lies, then we're going to deserve what happens to us. I'm sorry to say it. And while the globalists are doing it to you, while they're abusing you, they're going to dangle a Bin Laden toy in front of you and say, he's the bad man. He did it. It's like a red cape with a bull. And you're worried about the red cape that's Bin Laden, while the globalists, while the Karl Roves of the world, hang that red cape out in front of you, and you go running for that red cape, and they got a sword right there to drive it right into your heart. Oh, Kathy in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Sure, Alex. Listen, I want to let everybody know I understand the anger and I understand your anger. You're doing an amazing job handling all of this without going insane. However, remember what all the masters, Jesus, said to try to stay out of judgment as much as possible. So perhaps a mind might serve you a little bit better at this point. There's going to be a gathering. It's not a gathering. It's actually Kay Bailey Hutchinson. Get this, Thursday, November 4th, so that, you know, 2 days after the election, at Bass Concert Hall at 4:30, Kay Bailey, the U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Donald Evans, and the Secretary of Foreign Affairs of Mexico, Luis Ernesto Derbez, are all meeting for the Kay Bailey Hutchinson Chair in Latin American Law inaugural lecture. So it's free and open to the public. Tickets are required. You can find this ad in the Austin Chronicle, October 29th issue, page 33. So that might be interesting. I don't know what it has to do with all of it, but pieces fall in my hands all the time with divine intervention.
No, it's an important point. What do you think of this new Bin Laden tape?
I've not seen it, Alex. I try not to immerse myself in it too much. I try to keep... it's how I keep saying is just listen and find out the facts as much as possible and try to stay in peace with it as much as possible. Not easy. You know, a lot of internal prayer, a lot of...
Hey, Kathy, Anything else you want to add?
That's it, buddy.
You're awesome. Thank you. More calls, more news coming up.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and the North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
George Bush has said over and over again he's not worried about bin Laden. Now that's when they put him back in the refrigerator for safekeeping, and then later they bring him back out. They call this psychological fatigue, boogeyman fatigue. So they have to bring him back out only at certain opportune times to scare us back into submission. The guy is admittedly CIA. His family's admittedly in business with the Bushes. They admittedly flew his family out to safety. They admittedly flew out the Al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders in Afghanistan. Our government, our C-130s, admitted. Fox News says it was an accident. They put out fake Fat Bin Laden tapes. They admit are fake. The Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence admits they, quote, lie to us for our own good. They can morph and computer morph anything they want to where you can't even tell if it's real or not. And that's all that's happening here, my friends. Bottom line. Again, I've got 10 questions for Osama bin Laden. I've got more than that. Here's a few questions I'd like to ask the so-called criminal mastermind. Number one, did he inform the CIA of his plans since pre-9/11 insider trading on United Airlines and American Airlines options led to the highest ranks of the CIA? Did he ask FEMA to be in New York on 9/11 for a drill? Did he tell Larry Silverstein to prepare WTC-7 for demolition on 9/11? Did he inform foreign governments, the Israelis, the French, the Egyptians, to warn us with specific plans? Did he stand down the U.S. Air Force? Did he run drills that morning of hijacked jets flying into the World Trade Center and Pentagon? Did he phone New York's authorities to inform them the WTC was going to collapse? Yeah, Rudolph Giuliani got that call and got told to get out of Building 7. Did he plant explosives in the Twin Towers to ensure perfect collapses? Did he make provisions to ensure that the investigation of the collapse of the Twin Towers was an underfunded farce? Did he instruct President Bush to try and limit the scope of the 9/11 probe? Why didn't he know the identities of his handpicked hijackers? Did he plant the fake passport at the WTC site, later admitted fake? Did he release the fake Fat Bin Laden tape? Why did he meet with the CIA in July of 2001? Did he call Mayor Willie Brown and tell him not to fly to New York the night before? It's amazing. Meanwhile, we have an analysis. Bin Laden tape boost Bush. This out of the New York Daily News. We want people to think terrorism for the last 4 days, said Bush-Cheney campaign official, and anything that raises the issue in people's minds is good for us. Another senior GOP strategist added, anything that makes people nervous about their personal safety helps Bush. Oh, really? He called it a little gift, saying it helps President Bush but doesn't guarantee his reelection. It's staged, folks. It doesn't matter. They got to have Kerry to get the left behind the New World Order. They got to have Bush to get the right wing behind the New World Order. There is no difference. Another article out of Tehran Times, which I have to say is very accurate. Bin Laden dancing to Bush's tune. Only 4 days before the U.S. presidential election, suddenly a suspicious tape of Osama bin Laden's is mysteriously dropped off at the Al Jazeera office in Pakistan, warning of another September 11th. And it goes on to talk about how helpful this was for the New World Order. Meanwhile, former CBS News anchorman Walter Cronkite believes Bush advisor Karl Rove is possibly behind the new bin Laden tape. Cronkite made the startling comments late Friday during an interview on CNN. You know who they should talk to? It's Jerry Bruckheimer, folks. He's got that new American Treasure, the Illuminati's Here to Help You movie coming out. He admittedly wrote up the script for the fake rescue of Private Lynch, the fable. Did you know that? That's BBC. That's who I'd be talking to. Somewhat smiling, Cronkite said he is, quote, inclined to think that Karl Rove, the political manager of the White House, who is a very clever man, he probably set up the whole bin Laden thing to do this thing. Interviewer Larry King did not ask Cronkite to elaborate on the provocative election eve observation. When we get back, I want to read some bin Laden quotes. I mean, this is so well-crafted, premium propaganda with a multifaceted, multivariate effect that it's had. And I want to get into intelligence asset of some of bin Laden supports Bush re-election. Also, an article that I wrote with Paul Watson, a few comments there. Arnold Schwarzenegger admits he wants to be your new Führer. And don't criticize him, saying he admires Hitler and hates black people, or you'll be called anti-Semitic. Oh, man, it's getting really bad. And then, of course, we'll talk to Mike and Ray and Leon and Roger and everybody else. PrisonPlanet.tv, folks, check it out.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
All right, I've got forced inoculation stories. Arnold to be our new Fuhrer, Clinton to be the new Secretary General, the whole New World Order system being set up right in front of us. Loaded phone lines here. I didn't plug my videos last hour. I'll briefly do it this hour. I have slashed prices on a bunch of my films by, on average, 50%. That's how bad. I just want to get the information out to people. You can now get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, my 2.5-hour preeminent film on 9/11, for $24.95. The first copy, $5.95, each additional copy on DVD. Yes, you heard me right. Buy 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 copies. Give them out to everybody. We've got a 4-video book special where you get 4 videos and a book for $60. That's a $53 savings. My bumper stickers are now free. Infowars.com, bumper stickers are free if you'll pay for the shipping. I just want to get the information out to people. You're authorized to make copies of all my films. I just launched these specials. They're now on the shopping cart at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And I'm not going to offer these specials very long. I just want to get this out to people. 1-888-253-3139. I mean, look at how transparent this is. This is out of the London Telegraph. Bush takes a 6-point lead after new bin Laden tape. President Bush has opened a 6-point lead over John Kerry in the first opinion poll, including sample taken after the new Osama bin Laden videotape was broadcast last Friday. The Newsweek poll published yesterday, only three before the presidential election, put Bush at 50% and Kerry at 44%. A similar poll conducted a week earlier gave the president 48% over his Democratic challenger's 46%. If the trend is confirmed by other polls, Mr. Bush may have his greatest enemy to thank for helping him secure another 4 years in the White House after the appearance of the video sparked a sharp final round of argument over such a candidate can best defeat terrorism. So he has his greatest enemy to thank. You think bin Laden's stupid? You think he doesn't know that coming and attacking our country would mean the globalists would come in and take over the Middle East? You don't think he doesn't know that coming out and here's the headline, bin Laden condemns Bush? New attacks possible? You don't think bin Laden doesn't know that that makes everybody rally around the New World Order? Of course he knows that. He's always worked for him. He always will. Whether this is a Max Headroom computer generation, which they can do a long time ago, or whether it's real. This is your October surprise. This is bin Laden reemerging out of the deep freeze after 2 years of silence. 2 years ago, the last fake bin Laden tape. So again, it is a trend confirmed by other polls. Mr. Bush may have his greatest enemy to thank for helping him secure another 4 years in the White House. And why do the globalists want Bush? Because if John Forbes Kerry was in office, the conservative majority, the sleeping giant, would never put up with open borders, signing on to UNESCO, the gun control, the export of jobs. No, it's got to be Bush. And when they're done with 4 more years, the word conservative will be the most hated word on the planet. When he's never been a conservative. And so they have this ultra-liberal Walter Cronkite come out and go, this sounds like something Karl Rove wrote, which of course it is. But that doesn't matter because the Bohemian Grove member plays the left on this and then it discredits it. This is out of the transcript, Osama bin Laden. You American people, my speech to you is the best way to avoid another conflict. And again, psychological studies show Hitler said to England, give up or I'll bomb you, and they said, bring it on. Everybody knows this doesn't work. You American people, my speech is to you in the best way to avoid another conflict around the war and its reasons and results. I am telling you the security is an important pillar of human life, and free people don't let go of their security, contrary to Bush's claims that we hate freedom. So again, Bush is bad. And then he talks about the 19 hijackers being blessed and how they gave the orders to Muhammad Atta, the commander, bless him. And then he says, why did I do what I did? He says, because, let me find the quote here. That really touched me directly, goes back to 1982 and following that incident, when the U.S. permitted the Israelis to invade Lebanon with the assistance of the Sixth Fleet. In these hard moments, it occurred to me so many meanings I can't explain, but it resulted in a general feeling of rejecting oppression and giving me a hard determination to punish the oppressors. While I was looking at the destroyed towers in Lebanon, it came to my mind to punish the oppressor, the same way they destroyed the towers in the U.S. to get a taste of what they tasted and quit killing our children and women. Folks, in 1982, bin Laden was the CIA commander of all U.S.-funded forces in Afghanistan. He was in the U.S. in the late 80s and even the early 90s. He was a hero in our newspapers at that time. He's our hero, but he's thinking about blowing up the World Trade Center at the very time. But they know the average person doesn't know that. They funded bin Laden $87 million back in 1998 for the weapons to go attack the Serbs. That's admitted. Senate report. He works for the globalist. But it has a double use, as the Pentagon program P2OG clearly states. That Pentagon office, admittedly, P2OG, type it in the search engine, was meant to go out and fund radical Muslim groups, attack and kill innocent Muslims, to have them attack us, to then widen the war and the pretext to invade. So the Arabs hear this and get more radicalized. The message has that dual use. But then domestically, it makes everybody rally around the government. That's why this propaganda is very well done. He then goes on to take credit for September 11th, something he's never done. Well, he did it. Well, they say he did it for the first time last Friday, but 2 years ago they said he took credit, but then they had to admit that was a fake tape. We agree with Muhammad Atta, God bless him, to execute the whole operation in 20 minutes before Bush and his administration could pay attention, and we never thought that the high commander of the U.S. armies would leave 50,000 of his citizens in both towers to face the horrors by themselves when they most needed him, and now they're saying, see, this is what Michael Moore said. See, Michael Moore is a traitor, needs to be arrested. It seems to discredit his assertion, his attention from listening to the girl telling him the little goat story about the goat budding was more important than paying attention to airplanes budding the towers, which gave us three times the time to execute the operation, thank God. Then he says, your security is not in the hands of Kerry or Bush or Al-Qaeda. Your security is in your hands. Each state that doesn't mess with our security has automatically secured their security. So now he sounds like Benjamin Franklin. So now when you say Benjamin Franklin quotes, they'll think you're talking about Al-Qaeda. Oh, you're with Al-Qaeda. Bush shouldn't have just stood there reading a little goat story. Oh, you're with Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's so transparent. Intelligence asset Osama bin Laden supports Bush re-election. Global research up on Infowars.com. The timely release of Osama bin Laden tape 4 days before Americans go to the voting booth should come as no surprise. Osama has been a central theme of the election campaign. The Bush administration has been preparing public opinion for the eventuality of a terrorist threat prior to the November 2nd elections. Osama tapes have emerged periodically since 9/11 at critical political moments. Moreover, since 9/11, there has been six Code Orange high-risk terror alerts, often associated with these and other terror alerts. A mysterious Al-Qaeda, Osama, or Al-Zawahiri tape emerges. The Bush administration has, in fact, indicated on several occasions that a terror attack on America could take place prior to the election. It had even set in motion formal procedures for canceling the elections in the case of a Code Red terror alert. Then it goes on for 14 pages documenting how this is all a fraud. Oh, my goodness. And then I've got the long article that Paul Watson and myself wrote. Meanwhile, we're busy talking about this. We're not even getting into the implantable microchip program that's being promoted. Just all of this. It's just absolutely incredible. It is so... so transparent. And then, again, I could spend an hour on this, folks. It's information overload. Let me just say it quickly. This is all confirmed. This is all documented. Arnold Schwarzenegger is an admitted decade-long user of hardcore steroids. Arnold Schwarzenegger smokes pot openly on television. Arnold Schwarzenegger says that he hates black people and screamed at thousands of people that they were the N-word and subhuman. Arnold has campaigned for an admitted Nazi, Kurt Waldheim, and says, I don't care if he's a Nazi, I love him. Arnold says he admires Hitler and wants to be a dictator. Arnold openly works for the Rothschilds through Warren Buffett. Arnold is for stem cell research, that's dead baby parts. Arnold is for total gun control. Arnold is for hunting bans. Arnold is for open borders. Arnold is for abortion. And I went to the Republican convention, and they worshipped him and cried. It was disgusting. And Arnold is going to run against Hillary in 08. You watch, and you'll go, well, I guess we better go ahead and be for Arnold, because she's going to run. They're going to have a constitutional convention before then, and I guess we better go ahead and make him the president. And we said they were planning this. Now he admitted it last night on 60 Minutes. And the reason this is so important is we're going to have Bill Clinton as the Secretary General. That's now admitted. That's official. By 06, by the latter part of 06, then we'll have an Arnold here domestically. And this guy is a megalomaniacal, complete and total maniac who makes people on sets get down, and if they're not good looking, he goes, you ugly dog, get down on the ground. And he just, he's trash of the earth, total, absolute garbage, filth. All he wants to do is dominate and enslave, and that's why they love him. And he said, you know, I shoot for the top. Yes, I think I should be able to be president, but I'm not obsessed with it. And then he went on to, they said, well, you can't be a dictator and be president. He goes, I'm fully aware of that. And then they also, it was a total softball piece. I mean, imagine the media would have gone, Well, here's a clip of him saying he admires Hitler. Well, here he is smoking dope. Well, here he is. No, no, it's just Newsweek and Time and everything going, he's Ronald Reagan. He's going to be the new Ronald Reagan. It's so clear. No other country would put up with having a foreigner as their major governor or their president. Let's go to Austria, where they're just giddy over the fact. They have a long history, by the way, of using their people to take over other nations, Poland, Germany, and other examples. Let's go to go to Austria and go, make us your presidents. That's why I'm going to really be exposing Arnold. I'm going to make a big deal out of this. The more I learn about this guy, he is just, and he's a Bohemian Grove member, poses for gay porn magazines. Reportedly, that's his specialty, how he got into biz early. And it's par for the course at Bohemian Grove, where they bus in top gay porn stars. Arnold's been a member since 86. Good friends with Warren Buffett. Good friends going way back with Lord Rothschild, back to the late 60s, we've now learned. Arnold's been on the fast track a long, long time. And I can just hear him, if you love Jesus, vote for Arnold. So, well, we can't have Hillary. See how they manipulate you? Trade Towers rescuers hero files 9/11 RICO suit. American Free Press. Firefighter rescuers and others are filing suit, and so are victims' families and doctors from the ground saying government involvement. Elliot Spitzer's had a formal complaint introduced to him. Let's take a few calls, and I'm going to get to forced inoculations in Washington, D.C. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Portland, Oregon. Thanks for holding, Mike. You're on the air.
Thank you so much for allowing me also to have an opportunity to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Everything you say is correct, and the same thing is happening in Iran. 25 years of hell, 25 years of misery, and they do the same thing happening here in the United States, from presidential election to police state. I mean, Iran is a police state, USA is police state.
And again, sir, you know that in 53, your anti-communist elected free market prime minister had a bunch of thugs hired against him to go out and shoot and kill people. It was then blamed on him, and now the CIA goes on TV and radio and brags how they went to Iran and killed innocent people to kick the anti-communist out, to put the Shah in, and then the response to that was, we got the Ayatollah Khomeini and another police state.
And exactly, this is the worse than the before. I mean, it is totally control of the Iranian, and it's here is a total control of the Americans. I mean, here they put your microchips, in Iran they put you in the, everything is the same. I mean, whatever is happening to United States, I mean, Bush and Kerry both are brothers of each other, cousins of each other. And basically, the unemployment is going to be high very soon. We Americans, we have to go to other countries to look for a job. And one of them, I am already been unemployed for 2 years in Portland, Oregon. My wife only works.
And they say the high-tech layoffs are going to get seven times worse.
Yes, exactly. I mean, nobody...
But that's okay. They'll give us Bin Laden to hate. Yeah, what do you think of this Bin Laden tape?
It is all lie, and everything is fabricated. By the way, Bin Laden is in Iran. I mean, Ayatollah Khamenei, the chief of the Iran, he has him in Iran, in Tehran, and he lives in one of the camps. Because I have passion for the news, and I have monitoring many stations since I'm unemployed, and I have found out that Bin Laden is in Iran, actually, for 3 years ago.
I've seen those reports.
Yes, exactly.
All right, well, listen, I appreciate your call.
And thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, and call back some other time, Mike. I'm sorry I've been ranting so much we haven't gone to the calls. Ray in Maryland. Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, I've been listening to you for like a couple of months now. You've been great on everything you've been saying. And, well, I'm up in Maryland. You know, I'm in the front lines.
Yes.
So, well, I was wanting to tell you, I went up to get a gun another around probably about a month ago up the gun shop. It was near Fort Detrick. Well, me and my brother, while we was driving up there, the fence we're looking at the Fort Detrick area, and they have rusted fences, and nothing's occurred too much. Except
yes, a level 4 bioweapons lab.
Yes. And that's what we were shocked about, because they had guards out in front, but when you went down through there, there were shops out there. You could see them through the fence. And me and him looked at each other. We was like, there's nothing. You could cut. Somebody could cut right through it. There was no cameras up on there or nothing else.
But and they got Homeland Security to go harass toy store owners selling Rubik's Cubes.
Yeah, that's what's funny. It's like people. I told people before when the before they attacked Iraq, I said Bin Laden and Saddam don't have nothing together because Bin Laden tried to kill Saddam a couple of times. I heard.
Yeah, he did. But the don't confuse people with the facts.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, they don't
both of them worked for our government. Saddam fell out of favor. Thanks for the call. We'll come back and hit some final calls, some final news. The election's coming up tomorrow.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Bush has said, forget about Bin Laden. He's not that worried about him, but then we've got to give up all our rights because of the threat of the foundation, Al-Qaeda, when it's a government creation. And I predict the terror attacks are coming after the election, probably next year. That's how they'll get their national draft, all of it. But listen to this article. This is out of the Washington Post. Parents of D.C. students without shots sent to court. Now listen to the sleight of hand, the criminality of this. District parents and guardians who failed to prove that their children had been properly immunized this school year got more than a summons to the principal's office. They were ordered to appear in court. BC Public Schools referred the names of all parents who they alleged had failed to obtain or documented the required shots by October 15th to the district's Office of the Attorney General. Prosecutors filed criminal charges against 41 parents and guardians, leading to hearings yesterday in D.C. Superior Court. The charges were part of a recent push by schools, courts, and health officials to compel parents and guardians to get their children immunized and to cut down on truancy. Students who have not received their shots or booster shots against tetanus, chickenpox, hepatitis B, and other diseases are prohibited from attending school. So what they do is you still go to school, and they say you can't go to school, and they charge you under truancy. There's no law you have to have shots, and they don't tell the ignorant fools, the parents, that they have a waiver in their desk drawer. After the hearing, some parents took their children to the third-floor conference room inside the Superior Court building where the Department of Health set up an immunization station. About 10 students received shots, their officials said. So there's no law you got to take the shots. But then they say, but you can't go to school. Well, they have the waiver. There is no law. It's a policy. But they don't tell you that. Then tell you you can't come to school. Then they criminally charge you. This is racketeering. This is a fraud. And the article acts like it's the law and with sleight of hand by Manny Fernandez tricks you into thinking that it is the law. Meanwhile, while we're getting rid of our borders, our national sovereignty, and our economy's falling apart, feds looking at human mad cow disease in New York City, United Press International. There's election fraud going on everywhere. Hal Bush's grandfather helped Hitler rise to power, then protected the Nazi money after the war. Nobody's talking about that. Arnold just made it the law that every town in California has to have fluoride because he loves you so much. And we've got this fake Bin Laden tape. They put out another fake Bin Laden tape a few years ago and admitted it was fake. Fake passports falling from the sky. They admit it's fake. Back of the paper. Again, both candidates support the exact same policies, different rhetoric, and then that captures the left and the right within the controlled establishment system, making you think you have a choice. That's what this whole system is about. The power is the local level, the county, city, state level. The power is getting involved in waking others up. The power is learning about the color of law frauds they're pushing against us. The power is in asking God to heal this land and the standing up against evil. Leon in Las Vegas. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. How you doing?
Got a few seconds left. Go ahead.
Hey, well, okay, I'll try to make this really quick. First, let me say that don't worry about going overboard. I don't think it's possible to go overboard using words in demonstrating the frustration that this nation is in. I'm right.
The Mexican government is forcibly making federal employees take chips.
Well, sir, I'll tell you what. I am 100% right with you, and if it came down to it, I would be proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you. I wanted you to comment one thing on the 9/11 toys. I've heard nothing on news anywhere about 9/11 toys. And I also wanted to ask you when the next time you might be in Las Vegas, because I have a show premiering soon that's called Speak Out that I would love to have.
Okay, number one, what are 9/11 toys?
Oh, the 9/11 toys are the toys that were shipped to this country, mistakenly distributed in Mexican candy, and was found out that there was a plane that was flying into the side of one building.
Well, I knew about the 200,000 calendars printed with that.
Well, these were toys that were made by a manufacturer in China and imported by L&M Imports out of Miami, Florida. I've called them. They refused to give me the manufacturer. They say it's not possible to find the manufacturer. And
incredible. We're out of time. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, covering the election. More great broadcasts coming up. God bless you all. Death to the New World Order. Hello.